You are taking over the nation. In the name of Jesus.
As the river
flows, begins to bring everything back to life. The life-giving river,
let it flow right now. You are taking over in the name of Jesus. You are nation takers. You are taking over your region. You are reigning. You are reigning. On your campuses, you are reigning. Ah.
In the name of Jesus.
You take over your sector, in the your industry. In the name of Jesus. You take over your nation. You take your territory back from the devil.
In all the corners of this
yes.
country, I am reigning.
Go ahead and pray. Begin to take over your territories. Begin to take over your industries.
Amen.
Begin to take over your campuses.
Amen.
Begin to take over the city.
Amen.
Begin to take over the state.
Amen.
One man begin to chase a thousand now.
Amen.
In your field of expertise. Result that a thousand men supposed to get because you are one man with the Holy Ghost. That become your regular result now. One man, you are chasing thousands in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Result that a thousand energy should produce because greater is He that is in you.
Yes, sir.
Aya, you are taking over and you are producing such results in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take over your sector in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take over your industries in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take over the campuses in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take over the streets in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take over the nation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Begin to take territories now.
Amen.
Out of you flow resources.
Amen.
Out of you flow health.
Amen.
Out of you flow salvation to man.
Amen.
Out of you flow power to man.
Amen.
Out of you flow the billions.
Amen.
Let the devil hear it and die.
Amen.
I say out of you flow the billions.
Amen.
The era of mediocrity is over.
Amen.
If there is anyone here who has health issue, can you signify, is there anyone here with health issue? I see one hand. Is this something we can confirm? Is this something you can verify right now? Can you verify if something has happened to you? What about you? You have to observe later. But you can verify now. Lift up your hands, the two of you. Whatever it is, I set you on fire. I fix up your organ. My sister, go and check yourself. I'm talking to the sister at the far back. Since you say you can observe, I think that's the sister with the face cap. Go and check yourself, it's gone. Check it and give me feedback. If you are holy, energy is not meant to be wasted. There is power in this building now. It is wasting if you don't plug phones, plug power bank, plug gadget to it. So there's power still up. Now, it will cause you to start making some moves. To cause you to start making some moves. Some of you, you will not be able to stop preaching because they must hear this gospel. Many of you, you will not be able to stop healing the sick because something will keep steering you. Pray for him. Pray for her. Yeah. Many of you, when you open that your book again, you will discover that there is a fresh understanding working with your mind.
Yeah.
Some of you, they said the result is not in your favor. When they release it, you will discover that it has changed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm only telling you what we have created just now so that you can be anticipating the manifestation, because I love testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
If you have sick families, the Bible said he sent his word and delivered them from destruction. If you have sick families, I send my word to them now. Wherever they are, receive your healing now.
Amen.
Bring diabetes. We once had a sister whose mom was not seen. And we were in service like this, and it was picked by the Holy Ghost. It was picked by the Holy Ghost. I can't really remember the details again. Do you, who still remember the detail? Who remember the detail? Please, when you come and share it. I don't want to mess it up. Do you have the mic working? So, that sister, the mother was in Osun State. Give us the detail.
Praise the Lord. So it was in a school of faith service. So pastor was praying, and the sister, he said you should place her hands anywhere that the sickness is, or you are feeling symptoms of sickness. And the sister placed her hand on her eyes, and pastor said, "Are you having eye issue?" He said, "No, that she's praying for her mom that is in Osun State." And pastor said, "Okay, place your hand on that eye." And pastor said, "I use it as a point of contact to reach to your mom wherever she is. That eye issue disappear now." And pastor gave the sister an instruction that you should go home, call the mom and pray for her that it is gone. And the sister came back to testify that when she prayed for the mom went to do test, like, is it glaucoma? Like, no, the test came back negative, everything was gone. So that was how the mom was healed.
I know the woman was healed, but I forgot the details. Thank you for bringing back the details. Amen. And you know, she came back to come and share the testimony. The mother would see perfectly. She was not even in the church. So let me say it again now. In the name of Jesus, if you have anyone sick, Now, I send forth word of healing to them wherever they are. Let there be miracles. And it is done. Can you just go ahead and give thanks to God? Just give thanks to God for a minute. Just give thanks to God. Just give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Just give thanks to God. You can bring it up a bit. Just give thanks to God. I want to tell you the Lord. Just give thanks to God. Every dead thing in your life is back to life. Whatever that was not responding is now responding. Hallelujah. Yes, whatever that was not responding, begin to respond now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I'm full of life. Say it again, I'm full of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your seat, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Protocol, please quickly fix what I raised with immediate effect. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.